Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you have a library card for the Pella Public Library? If so, you have an adventure pass as well. What's an adventure pass? Let's go in depth with Wendy Street, director of the Pella Public Library.
Wendy, libraries do a great many things they didn't when I was a kid, or even as a young adult. It's like just all kinds of wonderful things are happening at libraries. What, for example, is happening here? I presume book clubs, you have your really neat seed library, yep. All kinds mm-hmm. of interesting things. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you're doing?
Well, we just started a program called the Iowa Adventure Pass program. This is where the library purchases passes to venues such as the Science Center, and our library patrons can, using their library card, check out the pass for a limited period of time to get into the venue. So it's something we're really excited about. We just introduced it, so I don't have a lot of feedback yet on how well it will go over. But we purchased passes to four venues, all in the Des Moines area, because those were the ones closest to us. So it's the Science Center of Iowa, Blank Park Zoo, the Greater Des Moines Botanical Gardens, and the Brenton Skating Plaza. So the pass allows two adults and two children to get into the venue. Adults only can reserve the pass. You check it out with your library card. You have to print off the pass and take it with you along with an ID to get into the venue. But you can take your whole family and go visit some of those places that maybe you couldn't otherwise afford to or might not have thought to go to. And it's not free to the library. Of course, we paid for the passes, but it is free to the end user.
Okay, so I just walk up to the desk and say, hey, I'd like to check out one of those passes to go to the Science Center, or
no? Actually, you do it all online. We could do it for you at the desk if you wanted us to, but you can do it from home. You don't even have to come into the library.
All I need is to know how to use the internet.
Yeah, well, you have to be connected to the internet. You can go to the library's website, click on Adventure Passes, and it will take you to the website that shows the availability of the passes. And you click the one you want and the date you want, put in your library card number, and go from there.
And then I'll have to print it.
Then you have to print it out, yeah. So if you don't have a printer at home, you can come to the library and we'll print it out for you.
Well, this is a really big deal.
Well, we think so. I'm excited about it.
I mean, it's a really, really big deal from the sense that those places are expensive.
Yes, they are, especially for a family of four.
Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about, the Blank Park Zoo or the Science Center, family of four going would be $40 or $50.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And gas.
Right. You all still right. have to buy your gas.
Yeah. But I guess there's a whole lot of people in the community, a lot of kids in the community, that didn't go to these places simply because it costs that much money.
Well, I don't have any research on that or any statistics. You know, you just guess that that's probably the case. If this makes those places more accessible to people, then we're all for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because in part there's public money that went into those places, most if not all of them.
Okay, probably. I don't know that for sure, but yeah, probably.
But that a lot of the population didn't have access to it.
Right.
So I guess you can tell I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I think it's a really cool thing.
Well, these are remarkable educational opportunities.
That's right.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Wendy Street, director of the Pella Public Library, about adventure passes.
And the kids go, they'll go to the zoo, the botanical garden. I don't know anything about the Brenton Skating Plaza. I presume people are ice skating?
Yep, it's ice skating, and the skate rental is included in the passes, so it would be completely free if you check out the pass from the library.
So how long have you been doing this?
We just started it last week, so just in December is when we got the passes and got signed up with the system.
And all it takes is your library card.
Yep. And it does have to be an adult library card, so kids can't check them out. It has to be an adult. And that's not actually our requirement. That's the requirement of the venues.
And so why did the board, I guess it was funded by the Friends of the Pella Library.
Right.
Why did they think this was important?
Well, the same things we've just been talking about. You know, this is an extension of library services. This is something that they chose to fund because they felt it was a very visible thing that people would see, and would direct attention to the fact that the Friends are funding this. This is something, you know, new and exciting, and they want to make people aware of what they do. The Friends of the Library, of course, fund all kinds of things for the library. This is only one, but it happens to be something that's, you know, that's visible, and they were excited about it because a lot of the library's emphasis is on children. We provide lots of programs and services and materials for children, but you know, those aren't the only ways that children gain educational experiences. So here's another service for children that is educational, as you said, but it's also fun, which is the best way to learn, is when you do something that's not just a learning experience, but is a fun experience. So it's just another service that the library could offer. And, you know, that's sort of the role of the Friends of the Library, is to fund things that, you know, that come up like this in the middle of a fiscal year. So this wasn't planned in our budget, obviously, because we didn't know anything about it until I got an email in November that said, hey, this system is available to libraries in Iowa, and we jumped right on it and wanted to do it right in the middle of a fiscal year. We couldn't have done that without the Friends of the Library funding it.
What else does the Friends of the Library do?
Oh, they fund all kinds of things for us. They are paying part of the cost of Hoopla, which is one of our digital streaming services that we've had for a couple of years, is a pay-per-use service. So the only way we can increase usage is if we increase how much money we put into it. So they're paying for part of the cost of that. You've seen the aviary that we have here in the library with the birds. The Friends of the Library pay the maintenance on that. They purchase things for our collection. This past year, they helped us to expand our children's audiobook collection. And they pay for some ongoing things that, again, are kind of behind the scenes things that people aren't really aware of. In order to show a movie in the library, we have to have a site license. So we buy a blanket site license from a company that allows us to show movies from a variety of studios in the library without paying individually. The Friends of the Library pay for that site license.
And how does one become a friend of the library?
Well, all you have to do is sign up and give them a little bit of money.
okay.
$10 is the minimum amount. And, you know, there's just a little form that you fill out. We have them here available at the library. You can also find it on our website.
Well, you would think that every member of the community would want to be a friend of the Pella Library.
Well, I think every member of the community should be a friend of the Pella Library, but, you know, it varies on their interest level and what they can afford. But, yeah, if anyone who is a supporter of the library, a user of the library, could certainly benefit from being a friend of the library, because the library benefits from the money raised by the Friends.
And the community is better because of the...
You and I feel the same way, but the community is always better if the library is better, because the library offers so many resources and opportunities for people in the community, and of course it's funded by tax dollars, but you know, you don't have to pay anything when you walk through the doors. You can use everything that we have available.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Wendy Street, director of the Pella Public Library, about adventure passes.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of the library, is it's accessible to you no matter who you are, where you come from, what your socioeconomic status is. It's ours.
Right. It's a truly democratic institution, and it is, I think, the epitome of a community good. You know, it is something that is, even if you are not a user of the library, you benefit from the library because other people who do use the library are becoming better educated. You know, our children are increasing their reading ability, etc., and we all benefit from a more educated, informed populace.
I'm ready. I'm just ready. I'm cheering
you on. You're ready to sign
here.
Up?
Yeah, no, that's great. No, it's just, no, I'm, no, it's just so, it's such a democratic institution, an American institution that we wouldn't be who we are without our public libraries doing this kind of thing.
Exactly. We all believe in doing for ourselves. The library allows you to teach yourself. You know, you can find materials, read on any subject that interests you, and you can learn yourself. You know, you really can become self-educated by reading, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be reading books. You can look at databases, et cetera, to get the information that you're interested in. It is an extremely American process, and also the idea that everybody benefits. You know, the library purchases something once, and a whole bunch of people get to use it. And that's the case whether it's a book that we buy or something like one of these adventure passes. We pay for it once, and a whole bunch of people get to use it.
Is there a limit on the number of people that can use it, say, on one weekend? If, let's say,
yes,
Saturday,
yes,
coming up?
Yes. It can only, each one can only be used twice a week, and each person can only check out the pass once a year for each venue. So I can go to the Science Center once. You can go to the Science Center once in a calendar year. We can go to each of those four venues once. But if I have it checked out for this Saturday, you cannot check it out. You have to wait 3 or 4 days before you can check it out.
So there might be a waiting list
so
in the future.
Right. But you can look on the website up to 90 days in advance so you can see which ones are available when.
Well, and once a year for these things, if you've got little kids, once a year is, you know, probably about what they'd want to go, I would guess.
Well, you know, I don't really know. I think you could very easily you could very easily go several times because the exhibits change, and you know, it just depends. But that is the limit, and that's part of the places allowing us to purchase a year pass and use it in this way. Again, this is not our requirement, it's their requirement that they can only be used twice a week.
Okay, and so this is the Breton Skating Plaza in Des Moines, Blank Park Zoo, Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden, and the Science Center of Iowa.
That's right.
I bet that doesn't get us into the IMAX, though.
No. And it doesn't get you into any of the special events like the Night Eyes at Blank Park Zoo. This is just regular admission. So the special events are exempted, and this is just general admission.
Well, I look forward to hearing, you know, as in the future, you know, how successful the program has been.
I look forward to seeing the statistics. And there are, within this Iowa Adventure Pass program, there are other venues available. We chose these four to start with because, as I said, they're geographically the closest to us. But if this does go over well, we may expand it into other venues as well in future years.
Thanks to Wendy Street for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.